Babka has admitted to using a city credit card to purchase gas for personal vehicles. His attorney, Greg Skordas, would not discuss details, but says Babka is remorseful and did not intend to steal government funds.
He has offered to repay any funds. The amount that's in controversy is probably going to end up being less than $150. In my opinion, from what I understand about the case, his conduct wouldn't constitute theft.
Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill disagrees.
The charges are really based not about the amount of money, but the nature of money and who is the one who has allegedly misused it. So it could be $5, $500, or whatever. It's still going to be a third-degree felony.
Gill says there are videos that show Babka putting gas in both his vehicle and his wife's purchases that totaled just over $48. The district attorney says Babka did offer an explanation for his actions.
When he was confronted about his unauthorized gasoline purchases, it is alleged that Mr. Babka said that, quote, I did it, I'm financially destitute. The campaign left me in chaos. I'll pay the money back and more, end quote. And that's stated in our probable cause statement.
Skordas says since charges have been filed in the case that it's likely Babka will resign from his position with Cottonwood Heights by the end of the week. He says it's too early to discuss any plea arrangements. However,
I can tell you that Bo Babka did not commit a felony. So if the district attorney's office thinks that this is a felony, then I doubt that there's going to be a plea deal.
Babka was released from the Salt Lake County Jail Monday after posting $5,000 bail. Each count he has been charged with carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison. I'm Eric Ray, KCPW News.